Bearings. You will have questions in your exams, preliminary and HSC, involving degrees. When it asks you for bearings or it tells you that something's moving in a certain heading, you have to know what that means. So if something's moving, you know, they always use the example of a ship moving at sea, and, you know, you start from this point here and it moves at a bearing of, say, 245 degrees. Okay, then you need to know what's going on there. And so you need to start here at zero, north is zero, and it moves around. It always moves around to the right. Okay, 90 degrees for each quadrant, up until 360 degrees is back at zero. Okay, it moves in degrees and minutes and seconds. And any question, like this isn't difficult, you just got to know the language, where this is the first 90 degrees, this is the second 90 degrees. So if something, you know, if you have a line down here, then it's somewhere between 90 degrees and 180 degrees. And usually in the question they'll tell you from one point, from one of these quadrant points, it is plus or minus that many degrees. And so if it tells you from point O, which is usually in the middle here, how many degrees is it to this line? It's not very difficult to work out. But it always starts at this vertical line at the top at 0 degrees and it moves around. So if the line is over here and it tells you that this here is 23 degrees, well, it's not 23 degrees until this line, it's actually 360 minus 23. Okay? Because you always measure it around to the right and always measure it from this first line up here. Okay? Is that difficult? Don't forget it. I would suggest writing in your book, draw up this compass points. It's called a Rose diagram. I don't know why. And then... oh, yeah. But here. And then just write a couple notes underneath saying that you, for compass bearings, always measure from 0 degrees north around to the right, or, you know, east, south, and west. Okay? Now I want to have a look at this example question here. This isn't about bearings, but these are the kind of word questions that you get asked, and these are the questions that are worth much more marks than other questions. Okay? Where you have given no picture, and you're just given the information in words, and you have to interpret that information into words into something of meaning. Okay, so you have an aircraft pilot traveling horizontally at an altitude of 580 meters. Okay, now this part here, traveling horizontally, sounds like it should be significant, but it's not. Okay, it's irrelevant. So an aircraft pilot is traveling at an altitude of 580 meters. That's what matters to us. So here is the ground, and he is 580 meters up in the air. Okay? So this, from this to here, at right angles to the ground, 580 meters. Okay? He sees an airport at an angle depression of 15 degrees. So the airport's along a triangle. And if you draw a straight line from where the plane is to the airport, the angle inside here is 15 degrees. Okay? That's all the information that you're given. So you've got a triangle now, a right-angled triangle. You know it's a right-angled triangle because from the ground straight up, that's perpendicular line, so you've got a right angle there. 580 is the distance from the ground up to the plane, and your hypotenuse, you don't know. So, what's it asking you? What is the direct distance between the plane and the airport? Okay, so the direct distance, that is from the plane to the airport, how far is that? So we've got an angle here, we've got a right angle here, so this is our hypotenuse, we've got one side. We know, or we want to find out the hypotenuse, and we want to find out the adjacent angle. So we've got adjacent and hypotenuse. So what are we going to use, sine, cos, or tan? No? Cos. Okay? So we remember Sokotoa. Okay? And from Sokotoa, then adjacent and hypotenuse, adjacent and hypotenuse. Okay? So we're going to use cos. Cos of 15 degrees equals the adjacent over the hypotenuse, which equals the adjacent line is 580 over h. Okay, now we've got to get this h by itself. In this one it's easy, all we've got to do is multiply this one by h. So cos 15 times h equals 580. That's cancelled out. They cancel each other out. And then we got here cos 15 times h, so we've got to get rid of this cos 15. So we're going to do all of this here over cos 15, and all of this one here over cos 15. These two cancel each other out. H equals 580 over cos 15. Okay, and so in our calculator, we just need to do 580 divided by cos 580, 15, sorry. Close brackets. And I got 600.4601846. And it asked me, where is it? What is the direct distance between the plane and the airport? H equals 600.5. Meters. Okay? Is that pretty straightforward? Pretty easy? Yes, it should be. All right, B. I shouldn't have done it there. A. Sorry? Yep. Copy that down. Okay, so then B, what is the horizontal distance between the plane and the airport? So this horizontal distance here. Okay, I'm going to call this one here B. Doesn't matter what you call it. So now I've got, from the angle that I know, I've got an opposite, okay, and I've got a distance here that I know. So I've got here the adjacent and the opposite. So what am I going to use to figure out this side? 10. Okay. So 10 of 15 equals opposite is B over 580. 10. 15 times 580 equals B. So I've just put into my calculator 10 and 15, close brackets, times 580 equals 155 point, we'll just do one decimal place, 0.4. meters. So now I have two sides figured out. All I knew before was one side and two angles. If I know one side and two angles, then I can figure out everything else. Okay? And so 580, h is 600.5 meters, and b is 155.4 meters. Okay. All right. Any questions about that?